This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Fact or fiction? Are the words you spoke truth or are they made up? Are the words you spoke intentional or non? And it's important for you to know that the line of transgression in the words you choose is a really important one, and that the tongue is one of the biggest reapers of sins, as much as it can be the biggest way to earn massive reward. The Prophet ﷺ told us that the tongue, let it be wet with the mention of Allah, with the reading of the Quran, with your tasbih, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, giving people a cheerful expression when you see them, the comfort of a beautiful smile, the softness of your words, the pat on the back, the kindness that you exchange, and may Allah protect you from the other side. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, one of the great companions of the Prophet ﷺ, one day the Prophet said to him, Mu'adh, should I not tell you of the thing that if you can dominate and control well, everything in your life, everything in your relationship with Allah will be complete? Mu'adh said, Bala ya Rasulullah, tell me. And the Prophet ﷺ said, Kuffa alayka hadha, I warn you against this. And the Prophet held his tongue, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mu'adh was a young man. He said, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَوَ إِنَّا لَمُؤَاخَذُونَ بِمَا تَتَكَلَّمُ بِهِ أَلْسِنَتُنَا. Are we going to be held accountable with what our tongues speak, with what our tongues say? And the Prophet ﷺ said, ثَقِلَتْكَ أُمُّكَ يَا مُعَاذ. Mu'adh, you would have been lost. How could you not know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment will cause some people to fall into hellfire, min hasa'idi al-sinatihim, because of the consequences of what their tongues have earned and what they will see on that day. Facts are always the constitution of a believer. Always speak the truth. Kunu qawwamina lillahi shuhada'a bil-qist. Be upright, straightforward with your word. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kunu ma'a sadiqeen. Be with those who are truthful. Never be duplicitous in your words where you say something that you don't mean. Always be a person, walaw ala anfusihim. Speak the truth even if against yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the Prophet to always be honorable in his words, truthful in his conduct. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to us in the authentic hadith, a person will speak the truth, وَيَتَحَرَّ الصِّدْقِ, and always attempt to be truthful, حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ صَدِّيقًا, until they are written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the level of the honest, truthful people. وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلْ لَيَكْذُبْ, an individual, a man may lie, وَيَتَحَرَّ الْكَذِبْ, and be regular in their lying, حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَذَّابًا, until they are written as a deceiver and a liar. May Allah protect us from that evil character trait. The Prophet ﷺ said, آيَةُ الْمُنَافِقِ ثَلَاثِ, the sign of a hypocrite is three. إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ, when they speak, they lie. وَإِذَا تُمِنَ خَانْ, when they are trusted, they betray. وَإِذَا عَاهَدَ أَخْلَفْ, and when they promise, they don't fulfill it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all of those evil characteristics. May our tongues be true. May our truthfulness begin in the heart. And may our words always be straightforward. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who speak fact and never fiction. Allahumma ameen.